Welcome back to the WKEI Morning Show, live from our Yem Auto Group studios. It's time for our People to People program, and joining us on the line is Eddie Tolliver from the Kiwani Salvation Army. And Eddie, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How's it going up there?
Going great. Thank you for being here. Let's talk about the Red Kettle campaign. You're out there ringing bells.
Yes, we are. We started on the 21st, which is a week early this year. And
tell them you're a little busy right now.
Yeah, that's my rental office. I have to go over there. Something must be wrong.
Oh, no.
Anyway, we started at Walmart on the 21st, and things have been going pretty well, but we do need bell ringers, Sean. You don't have to give a lot of time. You know, just an hour, 2 hours if you can spare it, goes a long ways toward helping us to help those in need in our community. The weather's been pretty good so far. In fact, I think we've had pretty good weather except for a few rainy days to ring. It's a little chilly today, but still not bad for this time of year, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we are following COVID precautions. You know, we wear gloves, we have masks, we'll give all that to you. If you're ringing like at Farm King, we will provide you with a face shield if you want that. So we're social distancing. When people come up to the kettle, you know, we step back a little bit. Salvation Army's been very thoughtful in their COVID-19 bell ringer guidelines. So I just want everybody to know that if you can ring, you know, we have things to keep you safe, and we don't want to put anybody in danger, but we sure could use the help.
Now, and this is open to anybody who'd like to ring bells, right?
That's correct. With the COVID, you know, we usually have a number of student organizations that help us out and other groups. And, you know, they're a little concerned, so we don't have the numbers signing up like we've had in the past. And also affecting us is the fact that I was just listening to your newscast. There are fewer shoppers going in the stores. So, you know, fewer shoppers, fewer bell ringers, fewer donations. And
yeah,
what we collect in the kettles helps us not only at this time of year, but all throughout next year. You know, that's what we use to help people pay that power bill, that water bill, the rent, all those things. So give me a call at the store, 853-4192, and if I'm not here, if I happen to be out ringing, they'll take the message, and I'll get back to you, and we'll get you signed up, and hopefully you can help us out.
How many locations do you have this year?
Well, we have the same locations, Walmart, both doors, of course, and then Walgreens, where, you know, we have David Miller, who's ringing now for what, I think it's 35th year, Sean?
Wow.
Yeah, what a trooper, huh?
That's incredible.
Yeah, and then we're doing People's Bank, Sullivan's, Save-A-Lot, and that's about it for the kettle stands. And then we have counter kettles throughout town, and some of our counter kettle locations have been affected by our recent the eating establishments having to do order and carry out.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, we're at the Barn House, we're at Broken Chimney, Pizza Hut, La Gondola. New this year is Blue Star and the station. And then we're at JoJo's. We weren't able to get permission to be at Bex, which we would like to have been at, or Casey's.
Hmm.
Casey's was always a big one for us. But, you know, the other locations have stepped up, and we're happy to have them. One thing that we do want to emphasize, Sean, is that for those who are shopping online, Walmart has a roll-up option for us. So when you shop online with Walmart, it's going to ask you, do you want to round up? I shouldn't say roll up, round up, and that roundup goes to the Salvation Army. So we think that is huge. So when you're out there shopping today at Walmart, you know, please round up and give that to the Salvation Army. And that will continue through New Year's.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic.
It is. It is. We're very excited about that. And if you would like to be a virtual bell ringer, you can always go to our Facebook page, which is KiwaniSA.com. And there you'll see a link to our virtual Red Kettle, where you can sign up to be a virtual bell ringer, which would mean you would post that on your page and share it with your friends and so forth, you know, and try to get them to donate.
Huh.
And that link is salarmy.us/Kiwani Kettle. So when they go to our Facebook page, and you'll see there where I just posted this morning where I made a donation in honor of my father. And I think that's a very neat thing that the Salvation Army has done. They allow you to make a donation in honor of a loved one or whoever you want to make it in to. So I thought that was pretty neat, and I made one in honor of my pops, you know?
I mean, even before all this COVID-19 stuff started, the Salvation Army was innovating in new ways to come up with for people to make donations. And now, of course, this whole situation is magnifying just how clever you folks can be in coming up with ways to bring in donations. Another one here in town is a partnership with the Wani Cinemas.
That is correct. Can't say enough about the Wani. Bud is kind enough to allow us to put a kettle there. And I talked to him the other day about another matter, and he said it's going good. So that is wonderful. And thank you for bringing that up, because I forgot that we have not a small counter kettle, but a large red kettle at the Wani Theater. So when you're over there getting your popcorn, which I plan to do, so I can watch a movie and hopefully kick back a little bit, relax, get me some of that good old Wani popcorn, you know, and make a donation.
That's right. And when you buy the large bucket of popcorn there at the Wani Cinemas, $1 goes to the Salvation Army.
That's correct. That's correct. And a big shout out to Amber for thinking of that, you know. Can't say enough.
Absolutely.
We also have Giving Tuesday coming up, Sean.
That's right. It starts tomorrow.
Yep. And the Salvation Army has partnered with the Thrivin' Group, financial group. For every $2 given, they're matching a dollar. And the Midland Division, the Kansas Western Missouri Division, and the Heartland Division, of which we're part of, have joined together with Thrivin' to put on this event. And at 6:30, Michael W. Smith is going to perform a Christmas concert online.
Oh, wow.
And so if you go to our Facebook page, once again, you'll see notices about that. You just click that you're interested, or click on the link to the concert, and you'll be able to enjoy a very nice Christmas concert tomorrow afternoon. And please give, because like I said, for every dollar given, for every $2 given, they're matching it with a dollar.
That is a wonderfully charitable thing of them for them to do that.
It is. It is. Can't say enough about this. The marketing department is working real hard to make up for the anticipated loss that we'll have from the reduction in bell ringers and the reduction in-store shopping.
Indeed. And, of course, with all this COVID-19 stuff, the need is greater than it's ever been.
Yes, it is. It's just amazing, especially if I'm not going to get political here, but especially if let's say the rent moratorium isn't extended,
mm-hmm.
We're going to be in a pickle.
There's going to be a lot of people who are in a desperate situation.
Yeah, yep, that is correct. You did your good news segment, and I should have called in. I want to give a big, big thank you to Granny's Superior Concrete. Sean, on the day before Thanksgiving, I got a call from them saying that they wanted to know if we had a family that it was in need and needed a good Thanksgiving dinner. And we came up with a family, and Thanksgiving Day, they came over, turkey, everything. I think 17-pound turkey, you know.
Wow.
And some extra groceries. So a big shout-out to them for their warm generosity and for making that family have a wonderful Thanksgiving, for allowing that family to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I just can't say enough about that.
That is definitely some good news right there.
Yeah, I've got to get the pictures posted on our Facebook page for you to take a photo. But a big thank you again to Granny's Superior Concrete for their generosity during Thanksgiving.
Now, amongst all of this, of course, there's also the angel tree.
That is correct. And, Sean, we're coming up on the deadline here. I think the angels themselves, the gifts, are due back here on the 4th or thereabouts. And then the pickups begin, let's see, if you're A through I, your pickup date is the 21st, J through R, the 22nd, and S through Z, the 23rd. And that'll be between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. right here at the store, 119 North Tremont Street. If you can't make it for some reason, give us a call, 853-4192, and we'll make some arrangements for you to get those gifts picked up. Want to make sure all the children have a merry, merry Christmas.
How was the Angel Tree sign-up for this year?
Not too bad. It started out a little slow because I think we started early, really early. But as time went on, it seems like more people thought about it, and then the sign-ups picked up. But it started out a little slow, but it went just fine.
Well, that's good. Now, of course, it's all about getting those angels off the tree and those gifts brought back to the Salvation Army.
That's correct. And here again, if you're a little leery about going in the store, Amber has set up an online Angel Tree shopping list that you can go to. You can just shop online. I did it. My packages arrived here at the Salvation Army. I think I ordered on a Sunday night. They were here Tuesday morning. And all you have to do is turn in your Angel Tree tag to go along with, you know, what comes in. It'll have your name on it. And then we'll take care of it.
Yeah, I believe Amber was apologizing to her Postal Service worker and UPS workers for the amount of stuff she's buying online this year.
Yeah, yeah. But, I think that's a neat way to do it. I tried it out right after the Walmart Christmas Toy Show because I wanted to see, how well it worked and see how we were going to handle that coming into the store. And it was slick. It's really slick. And if you do that, don't forget Roundup.
That's right. Yes, indeed. So it's a multiple ways that you can help people.
That's correct. That is correct.
All right. Well, Eddie, tell them how they can help out on Giving Tuesday tomorrow.
Tomorrow, go to our Facebook page. You'll see numerous notices about the Giving Tuesday. He's going to the gentleman in charge of that down in Peoria. He's going to post things throughout the day. Just click on that link, and you can give whatever your heart desires. And like I said, for every $2 given, they're going to give a dollar. And then at 6:30, kick back and enjoy the concert.
That's terrific. Michael W. Smith performing live, and you'll be able to watch it by going through the Salvation Army of Kewaunee's Facebook page. So there you go. All right,
yep.
Eddie Tolliver, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. Have a wonderful day.